Howard, I know we're not known for actual hard-hitting journalism on Papa's Football Podcast.
Yeah.
But I have managed to procure exclusive to the show audio from Gary Kubiak's collapse last night on the field during the Sunday night game. So,
breaking news from pfpod.com.
You heard it here first. Maybe this will give some insight into what exactly is wrong with Gary Kubiak. I know they said it wasn't a heart attack right now, but let's just play it, hear what we can figure out.
All right, yeah, let's see what we got.
That would be where I should have had the pod up, and I didn't. God, I am bad at this.
Oh, I've never had pains like this before. Oh, this is the worst one I ever had, son. Oh, it's the worst one. This is a big one. I'm dying. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. Oh. Maybe that's Elizabeth.
Who's Elizabeth? I'm confused why Gary Kubiak was referencing this mysterious Elizabeth.
Good thing they got him out to the hospital before he tried to stay for the second half of the game.
All right, let's just start. Yes, that was good old sound clip comedy, courtesy of Papa's Football Podcast. I am John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood. Please visit the show's website, pfpod.com, and follow us on Twitter. That's at Papa Football Podcast. Sometimes I tweet during games, sometimes I don't. Depends what I'm doing. During last night's game, I was juggling that with Boardwalk Empire and a little Kenny Powers. But I got in enough viewing. I got to see Gary do his swan dive, do his Fred Sanford.
Yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Oh, man, that just kind of epitomized the Texan season. I mean, right there, they had a chance to take one from Indianapolis last night. And
they were kicking ass. That was a game that I totally laughed off on last week's episode. And you were like, hey, I think Texas has a chance of beating the Colts when they're hosting.
Yeah, I mean, it's in Houston, first off. I mean, a home game matters. And that's not a bad team. I mean, it sucks that Foster's out. They're having to work with a rookie quarterback. But, I mean, that guy looked pretty good.
I'm trying to keep all the names straight.
Keenum.
He is Case Keenum, right?
Yeah.
And then there's also Kelly Clemens. Is that who's for the Rams?
Oh, yeah, I think that's right. I don't
pay
attention to
the
Rams,
though. They're
all just
the whitest white boy names. You think they would form a team and put on the masks of the dead presidents and rob banks together while searching for the ultimate wave, the big one. But that was a hell of a game, totally unexpectedly. I loved that. I flipped to it again. I was juggling it early on, and then at 9, I flipped to Boardwalk Empire because I'm sorry, if I don't take care of a lot of my Sunday night viewing on Sunday night, it screws up the rest of my week. And yes, I am that guy where TV has become a job to me. And I'm like, I got to stay up on this. But I came back to the game, and I think they're up 20. What was the score?
21-3 at
half,
yeah. 24-6 with like a few seconds left at the end of the third quarter.
So. Yeah, I got some second quarter in with Case Keenum just kicking ass. Shocks me this guy goes undrafted. You had a weird story about that.
Yeah, it was actually from Chris Collinsworth last night. He said that...
No, it was your story.
What's that?
It was your story.
Well, it's... I was
You're relaying it here. You get
credit. I'll put it this way. Like, I watched him play in college. Keenum looked good in college. So I was a bit confused why he wasn't even drafted in the seventh round. And it turns out when he went to the combine, he pulled a hammy running the 40-yard dash. So when it came to throwing drills for quarterbacks, he was terrible. And in retrospect, he admitted to the Sunday Night Football crew, I probably should have told people I was hurt and couldn't
No
throw.
Kidding. When I screw up my hamstring, I can't squat to take a crap properly.
Yeah.
Much less throw an NFL caliber pass.
But you can tell by the way he plays, he's just stubborn as hell. He's not going to ever admit that he can't do something. So he's the type of guy who wouldn't even admit that his hamstring prevented him from throwing properly.
He's very Favre-esque. They were comparing him to Romo, who's literally just baby Favre. I mean, without the success and charisma.
Yeah, that's pretty offensive to Favre, actually.
Well, he modeled himself on Favre openly.
Who?
Romo.
Ugh.
And there was a time when at that point, Favre was like with the Vikes. And they were kind of comparing the two. And I think there was a game where Tony plays his hero and all that
Tony Romo is way, way more Bernie Kosar than he'll ever be Brett Favre. So
as long as he makes a daughter who goes the way of Bernie's, I'm okay with that. I used to follow her on Twitter for a long time. And then she just randomly quit porn. Like, it was just like all these tweets. It was nonstop. Like, she just gets the account, and it was just 10, like, whorish tweets. There's some porn stars who are like, I'm so different. I'm going to tweet about my pugs, and I'm going to go out for sushi, and they do shit like that. And then there's other porn stars who, I guess, tweet, quote-unquote, in character, and Bernie Kosar's daughter fell into the latter category. It was just like, hey, boys, anyone know where I can get a big, fat, black cock in my ass today? Stuff like that. You're like, okay.
That would be amazing if there were a porn with her and, like, a Ernest Biner stand-in. We call it the fumble.
We call it the cream pie. Oh, man. But, yeah, I feel bad. Gary Kubiak crapped out on the field. John Fox, I believe this is their bye week, right?
Dude,
the,
he's getting a aortic valve replaced.
Yeah, he was in Carolina. Apparently, are they playing the Panthers next week?
No, I can't remember. Yeah. He used to coach Carolina, so
he's based in Carolina.
Yeah.
And he goes out there just during the bye, and I believe was talking to a doctor regarding he was going to get his valve fixed during the off season, and then goes and plays golf afterward and just collapses on the course. And they're like, we probably shouldn't hold off on this. Let's take care of that now before you're dead.
But he's currently planning to come back for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. He's only listed as out 6 to 8 weeks, I think.
That's great. Dude, that's an aortic valve. And then he wants to go back to being like a full-time NFL coach. Because here's what I'm saying. Like, these guys keep crazy hours.
Horrific hours. You're starting to appreciate it between the two of them just biting the dust like this.
And Kubiak's 52, 53. So you're talking a guy who's relatively young within his profession. And when you think about
Fox is what? Like 10 older than him?
Yeah. And you're not supposed to go without that. You're not supposed to be that sleep deprived.
They realistically
40, right?
Get what per night? I've heard horror stories. It's like down to 2 a night or something like
if
that.
If you want
to
be a winner, yeah, it's like 4.5 hours a night. Something
yeah.
Like that.
I figure 4 is more like maintainable as a human. I couldn't get through high school doing 5 something, and I was like pumped full of Dexedrine every day. And even then, I had the weekends to simply collapse and sleep literally 24 hours per weekend. And these guys, that's when they're like on the sideline doing their thing.
I mean, I've never been offered $1 million a year, but I got to say, like, there's a part of me that wonders if it's really worth it if they say, okay, we'll give you the salary, but you can only sleep for 4.5 hours a day for entire time you're on this job.
Do they age worse than presidents? And by the way, I would take that million in a heartbeat for 1 year.
Just I mean, you're only going to keep half of it after taxes, you know.
I'd take it. That's currently what I make. That's like 11 years of what I make right now.
See, I think you and I at least have the discipline not to piss away our money. If we like made that much, it'd be like, I'm just going to sit on this.
Yeah.
I don't have to work. I'm still going to live in the hood in Baltimore.
Yeah. I would live on like 50K a year.
Yeah.
And it would be like 50K take home. So you're talking like an 80K salary or something like that.
Passive income.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do it in a heartbeat. All what, right. One hellish year that ages me 5 years?
But how long has Gary Kubiak been a coach? I mean, these are, like you say in your regular podcast at impapasbasement.com.
Ooh, tie-in.
But, like, we talk about this a little bit with, like, to be a celebrity, you got to be crazy. And if you want to be one of the 32 head coaches in the NFL, shit. If you want to even be, like, a defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator, I mean, fuck. If you want to be, like, the second assistant coach in the NFL, like, you have to be crazy. So crazy that you're willing to do it for 3 decades and put your life at risk.
You don't get there through dumb luck. Let's put it that way.
You might if Jeff Fisher's your dad, though.
Yeah. I mean, you get there because you sacrifice. You're talented, but more than anything, you're willing to sacrifice more than the other guys. Fuck my family life.
Yeah.
Fuck the kids.
Yeah.
Fuck my dog Spot. I'm on that field 7 days a week, pretty much, like in my little booth. Sleeping on a little pull-out mattress or whatever the hell.
Yeah, what about the insanity? I know there's college, but Urban Meyer? I mean, he was, like, retired, and he was out for 1 year. I think his wife probably sent him back to work because she was tired of his ass being home.
They're like soldiers coming home from the front, man. They're no good here. They just want to go back out to war. Not the guys who just wanted to do their time to pay for college.
Right.
I'm talking the ones that were, like, painting their faces and playing with G.I. Joes and guns from age 3, and we're like, this is what I want to do. They're not, like Hurt Locker. They're Jeremy Renner from the Hurt Locker, minus the queer little bomb suit.
But yeah, like, I kind of underestimated the whole problem with being an NFL coach to last night, I think. You get two stories of these guys. Like,
in 1 week. Yeah. 1 weekend.
And it just, it never strikes me as much as we're worried about player health. We kind of overlook the whole, like, coach's health bit.
Hold on. I'm Googling something that I should have Googled before the show. Who the hell did Richie Incognito chase off the Dolphins?
I remember he's a Stanford grad. So, like, whatever the prank was... Like, you know, it's just...
It just offended him on an intellectual level.
Well, it's just like, this sucks. Like, I go to Stanford, like, it's one of the best schools in the country, and you're still gonna, like, tell black jokes to my face. Great.
Oh, I mean, it, dude, it went well beyond that. Have you heard the shit that's come out today? First of all, Dolphins have suspended Incognito.
I heard that, yeah.
He's a starter. You don't do that for the fuck of it.
I mean, it sounds like it's worse, like, far above and beyond what Riley Cooper did in the preseason.
Dude, I literally, that was
a
the
stupid
comparison
drunk
I was
moment.
Going to draw. Even if in his heart of hearts, and it probably is, let's not go out on a... Do you ever get drunk and your true self doesn't come out? Because at my drunkest, you know what happens? All of my I can't approach girls in bar shit melts away. And I'm just like, come on, come on. And then I just sit there and fart.
I gotta say, like...
And I'm gaseous and horny. So there you go.
And the other thing is, like, more than 50% of people at a country concert, I'm going to say more than 50% of white people at a country concert have used the N-word.
Yeah.
I think it's more likely than not. Like, you go there and it's just like, yeah, more than half of you. I'm going to say more than half of you. Riley Cooper.
Yeah, so
not
Riley
surprising.
Cooper gets drunk and he just screams on tape, like, I'm going to fight every nigger in this place or something like that.
Yeah. At a country concert.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney.
Pretty
yeah.
safe. I could make that claim for the hell of it. Maybe I'd have to take on one security guard. You know what I mean?
Although, to be fair to Kenny Chesney, he actually did produce a documentary on the first black quarterback at the University of Tennessee. So he's cool amongst white people, black people. Keep that in mind with Kenny.
Oh, yeah. I hope no one's dumb enough to think, like, Kenny's on stage like, now hold up your old ladders. Say it slow. Yeah.
No, that's Kanye. Yeah. That's Kanye.
I'm giving you permission this time. Jonathan Martin,
That's right.
Yeah, Jonathan Martin leaves the Dolphins, what, last week?
Good for him, too, because he's just like, I'm not taking this. Hostile yeah. workplace. Go
he's
fuck
like,
yourself.
I have been teased and tormented and bullied, I guess, off of this team. And fuck it. I'm peacing out. And
good
at
for
first,
him.
Everyone's like, dude, this is usual hazing shit. What's
no.
wrong with him?
So give me the examples, because I haven't even heard these.
I don't have hardcore examples. All I have, according to Mike Garofalo of Fox Sports, multiple sources said Incognito sent text messages and left voicemails, quote, that are both threatening and racially charged in nature.
Wow.
And copies of both have been turned over to the league for its investigation. Now, hazing, I'm trying to remember who threw who on the Giants a couple of years ago into an ice tub. I think it was like JPP and someone with the weird last names. I don't know. They have a bunch of like African sounding guys.
Right.
Over on the Giants. I forget. Someone chucked someone into an ice tub. That's hazing. And even that dude who got chucked into the ice tub, he was like, fuck that shit. That crossed the line.
Right.
I don't get, especially, period, I don't get offensively calling, like, as much as you say N-word, and I'm like, I hate censoring shit. The word nigger exists. I'll say the word nigger. I don't get throwing the word nigger at a person. That's horrific.
Yeah.
It's very hurtful, last I checked.
It's very, in a voicemail, no less. I mean, yeah. If you're going to do it, just wait till you're by yourselves and then just be like, oh, what? No, I didn't say that. What are you talking about? This rookie's crazy. Why would I say something racist to this rookie?
I don't get that. First of all, just really hurling it at someone. Like, find some other way to, like, criticize what you hate about him, not just calling him nigger.
Right.
Then he doesn't just say nigger. He, like you said, leaves evidence of it.
Yeah.
But also,
so stupid.
If you're going to pick on people, why would you pick, like, on using a word that can be hurled at the vast majority of your coworkers?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't like this is the one black guy in your office. And a bunch of other white guys are going to be like, dude, why? Some
nice
laugh,
one.
Exactly. The old ones who are lighting
nice
their
one,
cigars
Johnny.
With $100
yeah.
bills. But this is, like, the majority of your coworkers will hear that and be like, fuck that dude. I want to level you now.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, this has changed. Like, we're now taking the rookie side.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying it like, oh, they're blacks are just so worked up by this word, they'll punch you. But when it's a physical sport, I'm not going to come to your fucking aid if I know that's how you feel in your heart of hearts about me.
Yeah.
And I it just baffles me. Wouldn't you? How fucking dumb are you? How concussed are you? I know Incognito's a piece of shit. Don't get me wrong. That's been known throughout the league. Like, literally, they take poll after poll after poll of, like, who's an asshole in this league. And it's like, Sue, and then Incognito's always in the top five, despite right. a much lower talent level and profile and everything. But how fucking dumb are you? Like,
yeah,
you
like,
have to play with black dudes 24/7 in a place where they could realistically, again, just like guys all the time tell horror stories about getting their eyes poked, their assholes poked in a, you know, a scrum for a fumble,
right.
getting their ankles twisted, knees screwed with. Like, why in a workplace where that can happen and you work with ogres, you work with genetic freaks who can harm you with great ease, why would you do that? Why?
I'll say this. He said that he's waiting for his name to be cleared.
Fuck that shit. Every guilty guy says that. Phil
yeah.
Spector said that.
Aaron Hernandez has said that.
Yeah.
No, but my curiosity is, what was the straw that broke the camel's back? Like, what was it that happened where the rookie's name again?
Oh, it's Jonathan Martin.
Or he's a second-year player, right?
I believe second-year.
So
that's
Jonathan,
a weird thing, too, because it's not just... You have 1 year's worth of hazing.
So you can't blame rookie hazing.
Not really. It's like fucking Incognito, I guess, got his meat hooks in this dude and just wouldn't let up.
What the hell happened on Monday where he just walked out? Where he was like, screw this.
I don't know.
That's got to be pretty bad, right? I mean, do you think
was it like the two black dudes with all the bowling balls, that joke?
No, I don't know that one. I'm sorry. I was thinking more like...
Certain kind of egg. Two of them have hatched. Jeez. That killed when I was 8.
No, I was thinking more like he must have done something stupid like, hey, it's Halloween week. Let's
oh God, yeah, just go like pictures of him in a Klan hood.
Well, I was thinking
like,
he would,
like my costume.
I was like, maybe he like created an effigy and then like hung it, which like
who
if,
the
you're,
fu- I
if
mean,
you're a white person not thinking, going back to like white people not thinking around Halloween time.
Oh yeah.
So
that
like
black
wearing
chick,
blackface,
by the way, never tweeted me. I was very yeah. pissed about that.
But yeah, so don't wear blackface, white people, and also don't make effigies of your black friends or coworkers and hang them, because that has a very different meaning.
Thank you for explaining that. Otherwise, I would have just hopped right too.
But I'm just wondering if that's going to be him saying, like, I'm going to be cleared when people realize, like, it was just a Halloween prank. It wasn't me doing something racist on purpose. And he's just going to look terrible.
Well, it's not like some good dude who's known for helping kids off of the field who have cancer. Like I said, Incognito is known as a gigantic piece of shit already. Like, even before this, his legacy was one of the worst in the NFL.
But
not reputation, not legacy.
The only question is he going to get more shit on the internet? Is the internet going to attack him harder than it did that girl who went for Halloween as the Boston Marathon bomb victim? Did you see this?
No, that's hilarious.
Yeah, this
chick... mean, horrific.
No, she did it from work. So she tweeted a picture of herself dressed as a Boston Marathon bombing victim.
Yeah.
Instantly fired.
Oh, yeah, what do you expect?
Because, I mean, like, how stupid do you have to be to show up at the workplace dressed like that? But, like, everybody kept retweeting it, so then someone found her her home address, which had her parents' home number because she's a recent college graduate. So, like, she had to tweet. Like, she basically had to shut down all her social media accounts, but then she reopened her Twitter just to tell people, hey, could you please stop with the death threats against my parents? Like, this is not their fault.
Hold on, I gotta look up this picture real fast. Boston bombing victim.
I mean,
Halloween.
To me, the stupidest part is I'm just like, you were totally at work. Why would you do this?
Come
at
on,
work?
Google, load faster.
But no, we're like speaking of people being idiots at work.
Oh, she's cute.
Which is why she thought she could get away with it.
Yeah.
So fuck that.
She's a dummy, but I'd screw her covered in the blood, makeup, and all. Look at her all
of
grinning.
Course you would.
I love how she's just smiling too.
Dude, but she's just like the hot female version of Incognito. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and here's what I'm saying. When you're hot and female, I don't care what the fuck you say. If you're a hot female Turkish chick who wants all Greeks loaded into an oven, but you're also rimming me, guess what? You're A-OK in my book. Eat away, honey.
Nah, I fire her, I'd fire Incognito. So
no,
that's all you
need. Of course
mean.
Incognito's yeah. gotta go. It's fucking, what's his face right now? Riley Cooper sitting around makes like Christ knows how many. I think he had 3 touchdowns. off of Nick Foles' 7-touchdown effort against the Raiders. I hate when the Raiders lose because I want that Rivera kid's sister, the hot piece from Glee.
Yeah.
I want her just like pulling out her tits with joy if he has like some 100-yard game. And it's not going to happen if the Raiders eat shit. But yeah, Nick Foles in the rarefied air of the 7-touchdown.
So how do you, what do you think Jonathan Martin's future is in the NFL?
I don't know. I mean, given Incognito is being such an ass, I doubt anyone's really going to hold it against him.
I mean, there was a...
Are you going to tell that guy to, like, walk it off? You can't. If some guy's, like, texting you and leaving voicemails calling you nigger, what the hell?
I mean, do you think he's... Because a flip side is he's a Stanford grad, so does he just go in private workforce? Like, I'm not going to work around with a bunch of meatheads who are just going to, like, permit this. Or is, like,
I don't
you
know.
Think he's going to end up deciding
to
give it more year?
I would assume if he's a
uniform.
Stanford grad, he's smart enough to know I can make a lot of money here.
Yeah, but I mean, like, is it worth the bullshit?
Every job is bullshit. Maybe, and there's no job that tolerates bullshit of that caliber either. So I think he can find a workplace where he isn't getting called nigger every 5 seconds.
John, I'm sorry. Do you think you could really tough out two-a-days? Two-a-days in NFL training camp.
Who, me or
shitty.
Him? He already got there.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, year after year after year. Do you think, like, that's something you can enjoy doing for, like, league minimum? Because I don't even know what he's making. But if it's, like, under a mil...
I don't know. I mean, hell, he fought enough to get into the NFL. I'm guessing he didn't do that for the... It's like the coaches we talked about.
It's just the degree of difference.
He had the effort.
But the degree of difference in prep for college versus pro.
Yeah, but he left again because of this incident. Unless this was just the cherry on top. And he's like, fuck it, I want to quit football anyhow. Which, I don't know.
Well, I think it just makes it hard to come back is the problem. Like, would you really come back if you could probably land a decent gig?
Well, not if I left and, like, I just started racking up $10 Papa John's pizzas during games or whatever. You know, my team was scoring touchdowns left and right, and I got a free topping for each one. Maybe I'd put on 20 pounds in the 3 weeks I was out and be like, you know what? Extra cheese is awesome. Fuck this shit. I don't know, man. Let's look at the actual games while we're still in studio. We've got 17 minutes, I think.
All right.
Saints losing at Jets. Which I mentioned could happen because it's the Jets win week.
Yeah.
And next week is the Jets lose week. So whoever's playing them cannot lose. And then the week after, they cannot win.
So for anybody keeping count right now, Geno Smith has now beaten Tom Brady and Drew Brees in his rookie season.
That is insane.
I love that kid. He was so cool to watch at West Virginia. I'm so happy for him right now. So
I have nothing to add to this other than Rex is probably not getting fired unless there's some real meltdown in the second half of their season.
He does look a bit like a genius to replace Sanchez at this point.
At 4-4? Well, he got that kind of lucky break, right? Wasn't Sanchez all fucked up in the shoulder? It's the same thing with, like...
I wouldn't call that a lucky break when it appeared as they flip-flopped
the
two quarterbacks
jamming
in the preseason.
Him in during the preseason.
He,
like,
was definitely injured, yeah, with the second string. So everybody was like, why would you put a $10 million quarterback out there with the second string in the preseason? It's like, well, we're 5-4 right now. Yeah. If the season
ended, the same thing that happened with Schaub, except Schaub actually got injured in the course of a season.
I'll say this. The Jets are now in the last wild card spot for the AFC. If the season ended
it's
today,
nuts. Yeah. It's awesome. I'll be honest, man. I've never gotten the Jets hate. More because I hate the Patriots and all Boston sports. Hence me loving the bombing girl. I really just love her because she's hot. She's a dummy. But who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? I'm
You're
sorry.
Such a fucking donkey.
Why? Because I want to stick it in attractive women who make bad decisions? What else am I going to lay?
You just want to stick it in women. I don't know.
I don't go pig sticking. My reputation's all right. I don't do too poorly. We got the Patriots ending the Steelers season, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, let's not just look at the Patriots ending the Steelers season. Let's look at that division and who else's season got ended this weekend, because the Ravens are done.
Yeah,
after
3-5,
Cleveland.
I believe they have the Bengals at 6-3 in the division, and Bengals needed to magically really have a shit game against the Dolphins, which they did.
They only lost by 2 in overtime, though.
Yeah, but Dalton had 3
picks, terrible.
I want to say. And it was just one of those games where they can't shut the fuck up about how a guy who's strung together 3 okay performances has quote-unquote turned a corner. And then as if they had worked some black magic It's just pick after pick after pick.
He killed it last
And then he gets the safety to end it.
Yeah. Now, I'll say this, though. The problem with the Ravens is they don't look like a team that's capable of turning around their season. This isn't
the Ravens are gone, and I think the Ravens are gone for a long time. This is, like, no joke. Ravens are down because everyone wanted to keep saying at the start they've lost Ed Reed. They've lost Ray Lewis. They have no leadership on defense, so it's probably going to be offense leading it, and that falls into the lap of Flacco, especially after his monster deal. Well, guess what? I think you were on the same page, but I'll give myself credit. I've always known Flacco's a dummy. He's like a low-key, I really don't want to be here, but I'm pretty good at it type guy. That's at least how he comes off. He's not the ballsy gunslinger that fucking Keenum guy is. He's good as a quarterback. He's not great. He's not an elite. I'd put him in the good to very good category. He's not inspiring a goddamn person.
What bothers me is they've gone away from Ray Rice. And I know that, you know, they haven't been able to run the ball this year. But to me, the number one thing you have to do on that team is remember that Ray Rice is the best player on the team. And if you can't run the ball with him, please throw him the ball. He's a guy who can catch the ball in the backfield. So I don't understand why they're trying to get Flacco to go vertical when Anquan Boldin's no longer on the team. Torrey Smith, as good as he is on a deep pass, he needs somebody else drawing coverage away from him. And that's not happening right now. So that team, to me, I don't see how they're going to turn it around unless they actually start getting the ball to Ray Rice in the short passing game.
I don't think they turn it around. I don't think they postseason, personally.
It's weird because I live in Baltimore, and like, if you listen to Baltimore radio, it's amazing how in denial they've been.
I mean, the Browns now have a half game on them.
The Browns are better.
Have they played both of their games? Or did the Browns even have the tiebreaker on them too right now?
No, I think they split.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah.
It's just like right now, if you look at where those two teams have gone since the beginning of the season to today.
Browns have a fucking sick defense. I have watched a weird number of Browns games this year. I don't know why. I kind of enjoy the Browns. It's a secret shame of mine. Their defense is goddamn good, man. They really don't get enough credit because it's the Browns.
No, they've been getting some credit this season. People have been saying from the
get-go. I love what they're doing on defense.
So, yeah, I mean, it's...
And the offense has become passable as long as they keep that anus weeding off the field.
Yeah, I think it's weird to watch Jason Campbell succeed because I don't know if he's going to be able to sustain it for the whole season. So I don't know if they're actually going to compete with the Bengals.
With that level of defense, though, I think they could. Like, when he's not feeling the pressure to carry the team, he's not a bad quarterback. He's not good. I don't look back at those years fondly. But with Norv Turner, I don't know if he's had a better offensive coordinator to work with than Norv.
Yeah, I think, okay, that's fair. I think if he and Norv are on the same page, he's passable enough to possibly win the AFC North. I just have a hard time making a... Isn't it strange to, like, be able to make a case for the Browns to still win the division, whereas the Ravens and Steelers, I just don't see it right now. That's strange.
I mean, the Browns have signs of life. It's like the Browns look like they're fighting with what they got. I don't get that sense of fight from the Steelers or the Ravens. So maybe that's it. There's just a passion. There's a wanting. I think the Steelers especially just don't know how the hell to react where they are. I really thought they were a better team than this. Even when they were down a couple, I thought like they would be able to contend, for instance, yesterday in New England. And then I saw the final score, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, they can lose, but to get blown out like that, what was it, like 31 to 55 or some shit?
It's stunning they gave up that many points.
It's the most points I think they've ever had hung up on them, or something just horrific like that. Like, even if you're going to lose and you're having a bad season, you do not want to hit historic lows.
I mean, it's almost to the point where do you think they need to just cut their ties with everyone, including Roethlisberger?
I think coaches are way more replaceable than quarterbacks. And I haven't seen a ton that has made me think this is all Roethlisberger's fault either.
He's never been that good, in my opinion, though.
I am 100% with you, but I wouldn't blow him out either, at least without some sort of... I mean, really, dude, you're going to get crucified if you let him go and then you've got no tangible replacement. Who replaces him?
Yeah,
who steps in and replaces
that's
him?
That's fair.
You draft a guy and maybe... I mean, I know that college offenses more and more resemble NFL offenses, so these guys have been stepping out of college and kicking ass at the pro level, but everyone, you and I don't think highly of Roethlisberger. Most people do. So if you
do
flush
things?
Him, yes, most people
still
do. Yes,
after the shitbag job he's been doing the last 2 years.
I think most people do.
All right,
I think you flush him, and you don't really hit one out of the park with his replacement. You're gone. There's who's going to defend you in that situation? Who's going to be like, dude, this guy was forward thinking. Roethlisberger's never been that good. Every fucking dunce is going to scream, he's got two rings. Shut up.
I don't hear anybody saying like, oh, Eli, like, we got to keep him in place because, you know, he's the key to the next
Flacco,
Giants Super Bowl.
Eli, Roethlisberger, they're all in this very similar, like, they fall between good and very good depending on the year. They're never an elite quarterback, but they're good enough where you're not replacing them either until you have to.
Yeah, and to be fair to Roethlisberger, he doesn't make as much as either of those two others.
Yeah.
So of the three, he gives you the best chance of, like, paying other skilled people to play. So, like, he actually was smart about how to do his contract because he understands that he's not worth $20
million. Hey, I wouldn't give a shit. I'd get overpaid in a heartbeat if I could.
It's just, like, you got to think about its sustainability because that guaranteed money, I mean, you're going to get your ass cut if you're Eli soon. Like, they're going to figure out a way to dump him as soon as they can. Whereas Roethlisberger,
you can dump,
live
they'll
with.
Restructure. You're saying, like, well past the prime for either, though, they might keep Roethlisberger around?
It's easier to keep him around because his cap number is lower. Whereas, like, Eli is killing the Giants franchise.
See, I think a guy like Eli, though, you're there until they say, fuck it, he's not worth it. And then someone else snaps you up. In some kind of like desperate.
It's so expensive to have him though.
Well, when he swaps teams, you could realistically negotiate it lower. It's not like playing for less and less for the same team because that's weird. But if you're like, I'm on a different team, times change, that saves face a little more than literally just, guess what? My best days are behind me, boys. Shave off $5 million a year.
I don't know how his contract is going to work out in the future because I can't remember the exact details on the guarantees, but it's a tough contract to move. And Flacco's is really tough right now. They made a...
I don't think Flacco's moving anywhere. I think they're just fucked for the duration of that contract.
Yeah, his contract has become a millstone around the neck of that franchise. So they are going to have some serious problems in trying to make the playoffs in the next 5 years. That's the way I look at it. It sucks, but... I mean,
I'm not a huge Ravens fan. I really don't care. They're all right in my book. I'll root for them when they're winning because I can just zip up to Baltimore and be like, hey, I'm part of the gang.
See, I root for the Ravens. I'm not going to call myself a fan, but like I actively laugh whenever the Redskins lose. I was a little disappointed to see them win yesterday, so.
I wasn't so big on it either. I got it till one. Hi. Jesus Christ. Why would you stick your head in the studio and just annoy me? God damn, don't wave at me. Don't wave at me. That was Sue Bartholomew again, who bumped me and Allison from a recording a couple weeks ago. I believe last week.
Nice.
And last time, she just like put her head up. It was literally like I can just see her eyes above the door or above the glass pane in the door. And it's almost like the original Dawn of the Dead cover, just that like bloodied zombie head staring up. And she did it again. I was like, you know what, lady? I got it 6 more minutes. I think she just wanted to wave and say hello. And by that, I mean check to see if we were out yet.
Yeah.
It could putz around. Let's bang out the games that I think are interesting this week. I got four.
All right.
I'm giving a nod to your little lady boner for the NFC North. Lions at Bears, Sunday at 1. I really don't care for the Bears. I think they're cooked. And I think the Lions are going to smash them. But hey, it's at Soldier Field. You never know what's going to happen. Was that something you were... Is that a game for you?
Yeah, I think that's critical to the...
They're coming off a bye too, the Bears, correct?
No, they're playing.
No, I'm sorry. Not the Bears. The Lions.
The Lions are, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Lions are winning this. Lions, lock, they win this. They're just stronger. And if they lose, screw them. Because they made me look like an ass.
To speak more objectively, not to just be a hater on the Bears, yeah, that game is going to decide. Be very decisive in the wild card race. So you got to watch that. Got to watch that, people.
I hadn't even thought of that angle. I was actually thinking for the North. But Green Bay, does anyone think Green Bay is losing the North this year?
It's going to be a shocker if... Because they're the most consistent team in that division by far. So
yeah. Bengals at Ravens, 1 p.m. game.
Yeah, let's see if the Ravens can actually resurrect their chances
exactly. This
season.
If the Ravens win, they're on life support. It's going to be like how it is for the Skins most seasons.
Right.
Where you got Sonny and Frank and all them, and they're like, hey, look, Skins are currently 2-7, but if they run the table, they could get in the postseason. And even when the Skins are just so long gone. The Post will wait for that goddamn 8th, 9th, 10th loss of the season to be like, yes, this is the game where they were mathematically eliminated. That's what it's like in Baltimore this year, where they're like, hey, look, we're not out of it yet. And it's going to be several weeks before they're out of it. But if the Bengals beat them, that's it. Just quit the season.
Right.
And the Skins have several moments like that in the course of the year where it's like, look, I know there's like 5-6 games left. If they lose that one, they're out. And you always feel bad because they have to keep playing them out anyhow. Guess what? If the Bengals beat the Ravens in Baltimore Sunday, that's it for the Ravens. That's it. You got anything to add? I mean, we proclaimed them dead with the Browns loss this week.
I mean, let's talk about it again next week. It's hard to see them turning it around is all that we're saying right now.
Yeah.
I guess it could happen, but, I mean, lots of things could happen.
Crazy shit's happened. Exactly. We got Panthers at 49ers. I believe that's a 4 p.m. game. I think it's the most interesting of the 4 p.m. games simply because, like Andy Dalton, Cam Newton supposedly has turned the corner, but it's really the Carolina Panthers defense that's been kicking ass.
I was going to say, let's see what Kaepernick can do against that D. That's what I'm looking for.
But I want to say they were like 1-4, right? And they're now 5-4 or something insane?
They're 5-3.
5-3. Yeah. Okay. So they've really been kicking ass, man. At 1-3 to 5-3.
That could be a wild card team coming out of that game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Who would have pegged them as second in the South? No one. No one, damn it. That's why
this
game is
awesome. What's your last game?
I got Cowboys and Saints.
Fuck you. I don't want to watch that. Fuck that. I'm watching Denver.
Well, it's at the Superdome. I want to see the Saints just hang up like 40 on them.
All right. I mean, they didn't really.
And what are you picking instead?
I'd much rather watch Denver play San Diego.
I'm just going to let that hang in the air. No, I'm cool with that, actually. I like the Chargers. I love Denver.
I just want to see how San Diego holds up against Denver, because the big battle will be when San Diego has to play Kansas City the next two times. Because yeah. I just don't think Kansas City can beat San Diego even. So.
Why is Sue sticking her head in the door? It's 12:57. I have it till 1, sister. Learn your times. You've been listening to Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood. Again, visit pfpod.com. That's the show's website. New episode every week, as well as our power rankings there. Also, check out my podcast hosted at inpapasbasement.com and the comic I write called The Spookies over at thespookiescomic.com, appropriately enough. Find all of these shows on iTunes and subscribe to them. That is the big thing. iTunes, rate us well, subscribe, tell your friends. Do it.